This isn't about the Cuban people, Yermak emphasized. It's about countering authoritarian expansion. Cuban regime must change its destructive policies. Seven nations, including the United States, voted against the symbolic United Nations resolution in defense of the Communist Party of Cuba. In addition to Ukraine, Hungary, Argentina, Paraguay, and North Macedonia supported America, as well as Israel. Traditionally, only Israel votes annually against the UN embargo condemnation, indicating a rise in successful diplomacy by the United States at the UN under President Donald Trump. In addition to the countries that voted against the resolution, a host of others abstained from the vote, including Albania, Ecuador, Romania, and Latvia. American Ambassador to the UN Mike Waltz thanked Ukraine specifically for changing its vote to condemn the Castro regime. The United States welcomes Ukraine's bold stand against the brutal Cuban regime's sham resolution at the UN, he said in a message on the social media site Twitter, adding that dozens of European countries hypocritically voted with Cuba despite evidence that Cuba plays an active role in the Ukraine invasion. The Ukrainian government has for over a year presented evidence of mass-scale importing of Cuban mercenaries to support Russia's invasion of the country. In July 2024, a captured Cuban man, Frank Gerasse, sat down for an interview with Dr. Orlando Gutierrez Boronat, the coordinator of the Assembly of the Cuban Resistance and a Breitbart News contributor. Gerasse described himself as a music teacher by trade who had answered an advertisement for a construction job abroad. Upon landing from his flight in Cuba, he found himself in Russia, forced to train to fight. Gerasse was captured when, fearing an explosion, he accidentally ran into a Ukrainian trench during a battle, baffling the Ukrainians. Gerasse told Gutierrez Boronat that about 40% of Cubans fighting in Russia knew why they were there and supported the war effort. Those who support the war overtly have been tasked with flooding Russian social media networks with propaganda in support of the invasion. Gutierrez Boronat applauded the UN vote on Wednesday, and noted, from the Cuban embassy in Kyiv, that the Cuban regime had silently abandoned its representation in Ukraine, while Ukraine had made an official declaration of the rupture in relations. This embassy has been abandoned, Gutierrez Boronat noted, there are no Castro diplomats in there. Of course, they are entirely in favor of Russia in the aggression against Ukraine and, since they don't have the shame to be here and face Ukrainians every day, at the same time as they send mercenaries to attack Ukraine, they cowardly left the embassy. Ukraine's lawmaking body, the Verkhovna Rada, has a Free Cuba caucus that works to build ties with the anti-communist diaspora and activists on the island. Its leader, lawmaker Marianne Zablotsky, told the U.S. Congress in a hearing in September that Ukraine's intelligence officers believe Cuba has provided at least 20,000 Cubans to the war effort. He spoke at the hearing alongside Ukrainian military intelligence spokesman Andrei Yusov, who corroborated that report. Cuba is ranked at the top of the list of sources of foreign mercenaries. Currently, our good intelligence tells us about 20,000 people from Cuba who have already filled out the documents and have been recruited to fight for Russia, Yusov affirmed, noting that the Cuban role in the war is a human rights atrocity for both Ukraine and Cuba. It is beneficial for Putin's regime to attract Cuban mercenaries, he explained. If a foreigner dies, there are no social payouts and no responsibilities. There are no relatives inside Russia to make unhappy with the war and, of course, less dead Russians and, of course, propaganda method about global support of Putin's war. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.